Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're live. I'm here in the cockpit every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us now. Well into hour number two. Your calls are straight ahead at 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. No matter how you're listening across the country and the world and to all the ships at sea, we appreciate you tuning in. All right. Going back to September 11, 2001, 3.5 weeks after the tragic attacks of September 11th, where the CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets into the exact same buildings at the exact same time. That's an admitted fact. And the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases, mainstream news, they never say why. And we're not supposed to investigate that or ask why that was going on. Anthrax was mailed to American media. The folks that own the National Enquirer and the director of it, who just written big hit pieces on the Bushes and showed his daughters falling down drunk on each other here in Austin, Texas, got the letter. He opened it. He inhalated or breathed, inhaled the most deadly form of anthrax ever known to man. And early on that came out. This was super weaponized. Then we noticed that enemies of the White House, the heads of the House and Senate, got it mailed to them. Then in the dead of night, with most of the Capitol shut down and two of the three Senate and House office buildings shut down, the White House could then take control of Congress, send in the FBI teams in their Darth Vader uniforms with Heckler & Koch submachine gun MP5s. And the H.R. 3162, no one was allowed to read it. The president went on TV and said, you must sign it. And within minutes of it being published, they all had to pass it. And you got 98 to 0 because the other two abstained. No, 99 to 1, and the one abstained. And the House passed it almost unanimously. And it made all U.S. citizens terrorists under Section 802. It stated that all misdemeanor crimes were terrorism, and basically set up a dictatorship, and since then they've been even more public about it. Now, a few months after, of all people, Ari Fleischer, the White House press secretary, got up, and a member of the press, if I go back to memory, it was an AP reporter, yes, it was an AP reporter, because AP broke it, said there's reports that the entire White House cabinet was all on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting super antibiotic. And Ari Fleischer said, yes, that's true. And they said, is it true that you were on it starting on September 10th for a month into the anthrax attack? And they said, well, why? And they just said, we're not going to discuss that. Now, I want to tell you again, and you can go read the AP report, and a few others picked it up after it happened. You can. This is in my film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, that we released in February of 2002, just 3-4 months after 9-11. I'm going to ask you again, why were they on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic? This is a big, big deal. Why were they on it before the attack, and why did Fleischer even admit it? Now, it gets worse. Then the FBI came out and said, contrary to the first announcements, this is not weaponized. Someone could have made this in a, quote, bucket in their basement. Then it did come out that it was the AIM strain, U.S. government. It had been miniaturized. That takes over $100 million of equipment. Then it had been coated at a microscopic level in bentonite, which takes another $100-plus million worth of equipment. They took each spore, and this is something patented by the U.S. government in the 90s. Only the U.S. and England have this because we shared it with them. And wings were basically, at the microscopic level, attached to each one of the spores. So they would then float more easily and be aerosolized more easily. Super patented U.S. weapons grade. Then they try to go burn one of their former people at the at the major bioweapons lab at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Turns out that was a huge scam. Somebody tried to burn for the Olympic Park bombings at the Olympics, Richard Jewell. Then they tried to blame it, and they framed someone else who's in a Supermax prison now for that. So this is the type of thing they do, and we came out and said it's the government. Here is the History Channel. I guess Hearst Publishing wasn't involved in this little piece because this is actually accurate, showing there's different producers there. Their 9/11 piece is a complete fraud. But here's the History Channel telling the truth 6-plus years later. This just aired last week. Here's a short clip. Guys, well, let's go ahead and roll the piece. Thank you.
Within weeks, 5 would be dead and thousands of others exposed to one of the deadliest bacteria known to man.
There are very few people who have the Dutch skills to make a product this good.
Federal investigators discovered clues to the perpetrator's identity encoded in the bacterium itself.
There are 89 different types of anthrax, but each one has its own kind of trail. This one led directly back to our own defense establishment.
Was the U.S. government hiding a terrorist inside America's biodefense community? Some say yes, and that the official government investigation was a sham.
The only people who know anything about the subject are also the suspects.
They protected this individual.
What we're dealing with here is an inside job with a real insider who has secrets that nobody wants to get out. It's going to be too humiliating, too embarrassing.
All the spores were sent for immediate forensic testing. By the 10th of October, the analysis of the spores was complete. The results were horrifying. The bacterium that killed Robert Stevens and eventually infected 7 of his colleagues was identified as the Ames strain, a strain long favored by and under the near total control of the U.S. biodefense program.
Yes, but not just Ames. It was miniaturized to a level never before seen. It hadn't been publicly admitted that it could be miniaturized to this level. This was a new super development, and then each one had bentonite coating wings added to it. Super mega deadly, and it didn't matter. For months and months and months and months and months and months after, they would announce and report that someone had made it in a bucket in a basement and that it was no connection to the U.S. government. I mean, you get the enemies of the White House all get mailed this stuff, and then magically, then they get to say, martial law, we need the Patriot Act, oh my gosh, give up all your rights. The fear then just continued. And these fake letters supposedly written by Al-Qaeda. How dumb do they think we are? How stupid do they think we are? How idiotic do they think we are? This is super U.S. AIM strain, coated in bentonite, and miniaturized. Miniaturized, ladies and gentlemen. This was made in a giant facility. And in alternative reports, it has been matched by the European press to exactly the type used in the highest levels of the U.S. government bioweapons program. Every facet of terror that we've seen since 9/11 in the U.S., and these are the only two events, has been tied directly back to these individuals. Now, when you get two idiots driving up at a Glasgow airport in Scotland and crashing a car and catching themselves on fire, that's real terror. Absolute, complete idiots. Or some woman jumps on an Israeli bus and stabs 20-something people. That's real. That's a terrorist. But when you get spectacular airplanes flying into buildings, then buildings blowing up and collapsing that hadn't even been hit by planes, and the heads of spy agencies in the U.S. go public and say, we trained the hijackers, and then it's shut down. Did you know all that's come out? But there is the History Channel, inside job anthrax attacks. I promise your calls are straight ahead. Then news on the economy. Rita, Mike, Ron, Brian, Mark, many others that are holding. Your calls and a lot more from a lot of different angles. I love the grab bag, taking your calls on the other side.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Here. Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In closing on the anthrax situation, the White House and the Cabinet were on CIPRO September 10th, a month before the anthrax attacks happened. Why haven't there been further investigations by Congress? Same question goes for Newsweek, AP, Sacramento Bee, Pensacola News Journal, San Jose Mercury News, all reporting hijackers with U.S. security clearances trained at multiple spy bases. The heads of the bases came out and said, these guys were trained here. Those guys on TV. Embassy heads came out and said, we were ordered to let them back in the U.S. They were CIA agents. I don't know what happened once they got on those planes. All I know is something's being covered up here. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm going to go to people who've been holding the longest. Rita says she's calling from Global Regions 5. You're on the air. Do you know we're already in Global Regions? Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First of all, greetings to all useful eaters and productive workers of North American Union and beyond. Alex, for what it's worth, I looked at astrology. I'm not very much astrology person, but I looked. They say that Pluto is coming into Capricorn, and it has never been here since 1752 through 1787. Everything I look up on this says this is when the American Revolution was happening. Pluto is in Capricorn coming this summer, but it's already coming in and out right now, but it's going to stay for 14 years, and it's very possible major social changes, people taking response, personal responsibility. So I just thought that's something positive to think about.
Well, I mean, that is something, I guess, positive. You know, the theory, the idea, the pseudoscience of astrology began when the ancients wondered what the stars were and thought they were pinholes in a firmament. So, really, I don't put any stock in it either. But the elite do. You know, Ronald Reagan, it's just a fact, I'm not attacking Ronald Reagan. Every decision he made, when he gave a speech, the decisions he made were according to Nancy's astrologer. And that's been on the cover of Time magazine. I mean, that's been reported. That's been admitted. Books have been written about it. But, you know, from pretty much harmless stuff like that down to Tony Blair. Type Tony Blair and the occult into Google. Click news. It's not alternative media. It's BBC, London Guardian. He is, quote, possessed by the spirit of the light every morning. And he flops around on the ground. This is mainstream news. His wife is an admitted witch. They fly down to southern Mexico and get special leases of underground bath areas in some of the Aztec temples, and he does rebirthing ritual. Look, I'm not kidding. Look, this is so wild. Do not believe me. Check into it for yourself. Just please Google it. They're nuts. They're completely insane. People say, I'm crazy to cover this. I'm not the one doing it. I don't do this, Mac. I'm just reporting what they do. And so, yes, they do make decisions according to what's happening with the astrological signs. And people confuse that and call me and go, no, 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 astronomy is a science. That's separate. Astronomy is separate from astrology. Let's take more calls here. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Doing a worldwide broadcast.
Right on. Hey, we saw the Ron Paul signs at work out here off the A1A in Daytona, not the signs, but the blimp in two airplanes today and then Thursday, too.
Those airplanes were put up there by listeners of this show in association with the GCN Radio Network. Good job.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. See, I was going to say something else. Oh, man, did you watch that debate?
Yes, Ron Paul was given one-third of the time of the other candidates. The other candidates got over 22 minutes. Ron Paul got 6 minutes.
Yeah, that was like the most debate that was like laden with double talk ever, man. Those guys were like going off talking about expanding like I-95 and all that, and then Romney talking about like supporting national disasters or whatever.
Everything the government's going to give you, but they take everything they give you back.
Right.
The feds, on average, take a dollar and give you 34 cents back. That's a Congressional Budget Office number 2 years ago. It may be worse now. I haven't looked it up in a while. So how is that free? They take a dollar and give you 34 cents back with strings attached and tell you how to live your life. And most of the services are like harassing you and checkpoints and sucking off of you and the CPS grabbing your kids. I was in a store last Friday and this lawyer's walking around. I talked to him afterwards. I could tell he was a lawyer. He was a CPS prosecutor. And he was going, you tell that dad he totally submits to whatever I say or I'm going to feed him his bleeping, you know. And then he took another call, and he goes, they will do what I say. I mean, it was just like, and I started talking to the guy, and I said, man, you know, I heard that one parent was caught with drugs, but, I mean, the government ships the drugs in, and there's a lot of other parents that are on prescription drugs or even worse. I said, why are you so hardcore with them? And he said, huh, you got a wife, you got kids. I mean, it was, like, scary. I was like, whoa, dude, whoa, man. I mean, it was, I don't know, just pretty nuts. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Rhode Island. You're on the air, Ron. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
It's really good to talk to you. I learned basically about you. I had a student of mine give me a copy of the Bohemian Grove.
Speaking of the occult, yes, I snuck in to show our...
And I saw that, and I also have a copy of Loose Change. And I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot from you. I've learned a lot from watching those discs. Leaves, I don't know whatever. I don't know what crashed into the Pentagon. I've never seen two towers come down so perfect.
Or Building 7, not hit by an airplane.
Right, not even hit.
CIA building, by the way. It was a CIA building. Go ahead, sorry.
And what I did not know about that President Bush... had a brother that was head of the security. That I did not know.
That's right.
So 90% of the people in the United States don't even know that.
Do you know why we know that and why we learned that 3 years ago? We didn't know that either. Guess who told us?
Who?
Barbara Bush, in her autobiography, Reflections, brags about her son running the security company that ran the World Trade Centers and Building 7, the surrounding area. And Barbara Bush's best-selling book, Reflections, in there. We have scans of it online. You can go to the library or buy it. And then once we found out, we did more investigations and found out that guess when his multi-year contract ended? They didn't bid on it again. Guess when his contract for Marvin Bush to run security, guess when it ended?
When?
It ended September 10th. His last day was September 11th.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, and, of course, Barbara, though, she's probably a conspiracy theorist. You know, mommy is probably lying.
Alice, can I make a shout-out to our New England Patriots that are heading down to Arizona?
Sure, go ahead.
Come on, New England, go for it. Go Pats. Thank you very much, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I played football. I like football, and I don't blame people who still like it. And the Patriots are hard to ignore, I have to admit to everybody. But we're not going to hope they crush them. But anyways, the problem is that I when the government is testing pesticides on CPS children they grab, and it's in the mainstream news, and nobody gets in trouble... Any spare time I have, I just spend with my family. And even when I'm doing that, as much as I love it, I don't really take vacations because all I do is spend my time fighting the New World Order. I mean, how could I know all this and not do it? How could I know this and not be involved? By the way, to show how powerful the alternative media is getting, guess what the top 10 videos on Google Video are with millions of views a day? It's like TV channels. They're that big. It's my video, Endgame. It's Terror Storm, and it's a bunch of other Patriot movies, Loose Change and Freedom to Fascism. See, like it or not, New World Order, you can kill us individually, you can't kill the idea.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington. Now, we can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can look at Trey and Paul in there, and I just start clowning around entertaining them. And I know I'm entertaining them because I'm acting so stupid. It's not that I'm actually funny. That's the secret to Python-esque humor. All right, let's just continue rampaging through your calls. I've also got some really important news dealing with the economy. I'm going to head on to the final segment, a little bit more election news as well. But continuing with your calls, let's talk to Brian from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas. You know, I kind of overuse that, but it's true. People who live in Dallas or San Antonio or Houston always say, deep in the heart of Texas, with the stars so bright. But we really are deep in the heart of Texas. We're not just the capital. We are the heart of Texas. Coming to you from the heart of Texas. God bless Texas. You're on the air, Brian. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing good in the heart of Texas.
Outstanding. I've been a big fan for a while since the, Austin Access days.
Hey, I still do my Access TV show every week. We put it up on prisonplanet.tv.
I've never seen that since many years ago.
I still do it once a week.
Outstanding. My question, probably a rather simple question, too. A lot of my friends don't agree with all this stuff that you talk about.
Yeah, they just think that they can just say they don't agree and so it doesn't exist. You can say the White House wasn't on Cipro, the drug that treats anthrax before the attacks happened. You can say the hijackers weren't trained at U.S. military bases, but it's absolute admitted fact. You can say the government doesn't grab CPS kids and test drugs and pesticides on them until they die, but it's true. You can say that I'm lying, but I'm not. So, I mean, I'm sorry. You were asking something about your friends that don't listen.
That plays into the question perfectly because I guess at some point it would have to stop being a conspiracy documented. but not just with you, but other people who are making movies and writing books about all this, that we cite their sources. But my question is not so much where the documents come from, but why are there documents, period? If they're trying to undermine the Constitution and laws don't apply to them, why are they making these documents?
Well, that's because they haven't had absolute tyranny from the beginning. And when the government wanted to be totally and completely secret back in 1947, the beginning of the end with the National Security Act, when they openly set up a shadow government and said, now it's all secret, they said, well, we can't tell you what's happening today because the Ruskies, which it turned out they were actually funding, that's now declassified. The old-timers always told us McCarthy was crazy, but now the New York Times admits he was right. Remember when he came out and said the army is running the communists? See, it was okay for him when he was on witch hunts and restricting free speech and going after a bunch of Hollywood leftists. What he was doing was wrong, but he thought he was doing right. But then when he found out that the military had funded the fall of China, well, that's now declassified. Did you know that? That's now admitted. That's been declassified. He came out and said, our government's behind all this. They want to create an enemy to build up a police state here. They couldn't have a huge military budget that took up, you know, half the federal budget at that time. Now it's over $1 trillion a year. It's about 30% of the budget. They couldn't do that without a threat. It's now declassified the British with the U.S. set up Hitler. It's now declassified that our government funded sending Lenin. That's mainstream history now. But you've got a bunch of Americans who don't know how many continents there are, who don't know who the vice president is. One-fifth of Americans in major polls and studies can't find the U.S. on a map. On a globe, they can't find the country they live in. Oh, but they've got an opinion, and Alex is making stuff up. No, Alex is obsessed with reality. Alex loves knowing what's going on. Alex loves researching. Alex knows how much he doesn't know, so he ravenously, voraciously studies. So they come to the people and they say, well, everything has to be secret now that all these agencies do. And people say, well, you can't have secrecy in a secret government. That'll breed corruption. Unlimited funding, unlimited power, and secrecy? My God, if bad people aren't running the CIA and other agencies today, they will be in a few years. You can go read the congressional debates. And they said, don't worry. We'll start declassifying things in 5 years. After it happens, we'll declassify it all for the news media. And then 2 years later, they said, we need to make it 10 years. And then they said 10 years later, we need to make it 20 years. And when one of the first things Bush did when he got in office was he just said, oh, now all the Kennedy stuff is another 20 years on top. It was going to come out on the 40th anniversary. By then, they made it just 40 years. And so 40 years passed, and they said, oh, too much bad stuff's being declassified. Millions of documents a day were being declassified. Stuff like in 2000, late 2000, I guess what an ABC News, Baltimore Sun, AP, they all reported. Headline, U.S. had secret plan to attack U.S. cities was one headline. Baltimore Sun, another one. U.S. plan to bomb U.S. cities. Blame it on enemy. Go pull those headlines up. And the White House, the new White House came in and they said, that's it. We're not declassifying anything anymore. And people got mad and they said, okay, we will choose when the new special agency we're creating with thousands of employees, what we will decide what's declassified. So see, it started out with, oh, they'll declassify. And now what you're saying, well, they're so evil, they want everything classified. And you're right. Now, 10 years after they had the National Security Act, they would also be forced to release stuff. Until they extended it out to 20, 30, 40 years, and then now in perpetuity. So they would say, okay, we can release it, but we'll black it out. So you'd get 1,000 pages on a different government operation, and everything would be blacked out. They'd say, here, it's all blacked out. How's that sound? And Bush, by the way, got mad when they released the Gulf of Tonkin stuff, admitting the government staged that. So that answers your question, sir. I hope it did. I get that question more and more these days. Well, how's he have documents? I mean, listen. How did I know they were putting cameras up all over the country for law enforcement and to scan our faces 6, 7, 8 years ago? Remember, I was that crazy guy saying the cameras up are reading all your license plates in real time? And I would read the documents on air, and people still wouldn't believe me, and then I get calls going, I heard you say that 7 years ago, and now it was just on the news they're doing it. Well, I was reading the legislation that they would say, you know, $844,000 for Austin, Texas, for microphones that listen to everything we do and wire into the locals and the feds. Or I'd see a $5 million grant for Austin for more cameras, and it would say to surveil us. And then now they're now just this week, Austin police say, gee, we ought to use these cameras. They just now got the idea. And see, when they're ready to announce it, kind of like we had a national ID card under executive order in 93, standardized through the state driver's license. They just got around to telling you this year that it is. But you can go hear all my shows, all my videos. And I didn't just tell you when I made my first film in 1997. America destroyed by design. You want to see a skinny 40-pound lighter Alex Jones? That was back when I would work out two hours a day. I just made the decision. I can't do that for the country. I can't spend that time. I got to do that time researching so I look like Jabba the Hutt. No, I'm just joking. Not that bad. The point is that I show you the executive order. I explain how it's all standardized and how they're later going to announce that it's a national ID card and exactly what exactly. Not close, not near, not kinda. Now, if we had a national ID card by 93, guess what we had by 2000 under UN treaty? Standardized world ID card. Let us now talk to Mark in Austin, Tejas. You are on the air, sir.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I would like to go into the spiritual and the moral or the mental cause of the United States decline, and I would thumbnail sketch it like this. It's kind of a divided, conquered, and ruled sectarian denominationalism that, mm-hmm. you know, they all think the other person's wrong.
Everybody's holier than thou, and their own little group's got all the answers, and everyone ninnies around preening. And I'm glad you brought this up, and I'm going to let you finish. Let me get back after break, okay, because I accidentally went to you a little bit too late. Stay there, Mark. You'll be first up when we get back. I'll give you plenty of time. Then Eli, Cheryl, Maggie, everybody else. We'll be right back. The point I wanted to make, though, before we go to break is I meant to add earlier when I went into why I do what I do, my philosophy. Yeah, we wouldn't have this evil government, this evil corporate system, if we ourselves hadn't become decadent, corrupt, to the point of not caring. I mean, when you don't care and you're not involved, bad things are going to happen. When you disengage from society, the bad guys are going to take control of it because they know the machinery allows them to take your tax money and control your life and make you slaves. That's the history of humanity. If good guys don't stand up, the bad guys take over. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
something.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production, and in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Final segment. We'll see you throughout the week at PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonNews.us, RonPaulWarRoom.com, and our other family of sites in the info war. I'm going to try to get at least four of these calls. Eli, Maggie, Cheryl, Mark in. Mark in Austin, Texas. Imagine he's a 590 listener. Go ahead. You got the four. I'm going to shut up. Trey's here, restraining me right now. Go ahead.
That's okay. When we look at the spiritual cause of a decline, it doesn't look too glamorous because you got to do your own research on it. And I've researched it for about 15 years, but there's 143 biographies out there that all attest to the fact that Mary Baker Eddy healed the sick and raised the dead just like Jesus for our 50 years on these shores. And the Jesuits have been putting out false teachings that discredit her for about a century.
Who is she?
Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science.
All I know is that the inventor of the Muppets believed that, and he didn't take penicillin and he died.
Oh, I mean, there's no question about it. You've got to be practical and Christian about these things, and you don't let your children die rather than seek medical treatment. But I'm just saying, her teachings in science and health was key to the scriptures, actually show a person how to practically understand and demonstrate Jesus' teachings. So,
well, that's interesting, sir. This isn't really a religious show. I mean, I'm a Christian myself, but I don't get into all the different denominations and subgroups and the rest of it. But thank you. I'm just going to continue trying to go to as many of your calls as possible. Maggie in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hello, Alex. You were talking about anthrax earlier, and that reminded me of a discovery I made recently just by accident, and that is that the police chief of Frederick, Maryland at the time, Frederick, Maryland being where Fort Detrick is, where the anthrax likely came from, that police chief was the brother of the same journalist who wrote that hit piece, The North American Union is a Myth. Last May, that was syndicated everywhere, and I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, what about the fact that the White House was on the anthrax-fighting antibiotic and had all been issued it mm-hmm. on September 10th, 3.5, 4 weeks before anthrax even showed up. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It never ceases to amaze me how big this octopus is.
It's huge. Let's talk to Cheryl in Mass. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Shirley. How are you, Alex?
Good.
And I'm just thanking you so much. If anybody should get a Nobel Prize, it's you. You are a noble man to have informed so many people of what's going on. You know, I've watched so many things that I could find on YouTube and other areas that I've, you know, that you have documented. And also, I love the Bohemian group, boy, a cult. And I listen to George Carlin, Chuck Harder. You know, I'm familiar with Zeitgeist, back and forth. And I certainly am applauding Caroline Kennedy, and now we see Senator Kennedy. I'm going to be backing Obama.
Well, I mean, when you talk about Obama versus Hillary, it doesn't matter. They're all members of the establishment. The only good candidate out of all of them is Ron Paul. That's how the establishment controls things. They control all the horses, all the fighters in the bout. Let's talk to Eli in New York. Eli, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Good evening, Alex. I have met you before on 911. But what I really want to talk to you about first is the fact that the son of the devil, Chertoff, he had ordered Bloomberg to pass a law banning anybody the possession of
video camera.
The possessors of Gauss meters, Geiger counters.
I saw that.
You saw that?
Yes.
Right, and also I had met when I met you at St. George's Church.
Yeah, at a 911 memorial in New York. Yes.
Right. I had given you this headline with the dome and the pyramid and the dome and the obelisk facing each other, with the uncapped pyramid at the
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Background. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I went and did some research on it and found that on that day was a new moon partial lunar eclipse.
I hear you. You know, some days on the show, we get the unusual callers, and today is one of those days. I have to tell you, I'm not going to take any more calls now because I promised to get into some of the financial news. This is out of Reuters. New York City sues countrywide officers underwriters. New York City Comptroller William Thompson on Friday expanded the class action lawsuit filed against Countrywide Financial Corporation, naming additional company officers and directors, 26 underwriters, and two accounting firms. Thompson, in a statement, said executives of Countrywide Financial, one of the biggest U.S. mortgage lenders, cashed out to the tune of almost $700 million, while borrowers lost homes and the value of investors' shares fell sharply. That's the one that went belly up, and they had folks around the bank a few months ago. That started about 3 months ago, three or 4 months ago, at the start of the whole subprime mortgage crisis. We also have Florida now suing different companies. We have Florida going after people, going after different companies. That AAA-rated corporate paper, that is these bundle mortgages that have been made to people that didn't have good credit. And so we have the state pension funds and others now who have been scammed. And so the subprime mortgage crisis hasn't even begun to unfold yet. It hasn't even begun to unravel. It has just now started. And the credit cards are coming due now. Everything has been set up this way. The IMF World Bank documents, again, were released, leaked. They were not declassified in 2002, where they had overthrown all these third world countries, where they had engineered the system so that companies would and countries would not pay back debts at 20, 30, 40% in some cases interest. And they were talking about how they wanted to do this to the Western world. It is the big private central banks that control our national governments. They issue the currency. They issue the credit. They issue the liquidity out of nothing, and then they continue to extend it out to people that don't have credit to cause an economic collapse so that they can then consolidate the market. This is a shearing of the population. This is a shearing of the people. And, again, if you have a government that will take our own troops and thousands of experiments and put them in rooms and nerve gas and kill them, would we have an elite that would set up a financial system to suck you dry and then they'll mail you a $600 check when they've devalued the value of the dollar by upwards of 60% now, then they send you a paltry check to make it look like they're doing something, or they talk about how they might freeze interest rates? And they cut interest rates by 75 basis points, which makes the dollar go down in value even more, and gold and platinum and silver explode in price. It's not that gold and platinum and silver and palladium and titanium and copper and zinc and nickel are going up. No. It's that the dollar is going down in value. So we have been robbed in the last 8 years to the tune of trillions and trillions of dollars of our savings. And the stock market, they say, is at 12,000. It's really at below 6,000 in $2,000 purchasing value. Gold's previous high of 850 was in 1980. Gold's now at close to 920 an ounce. But the dollar was worth more than 60% more in 1980 than it is now. So gold hasn't even moved half as far as it's going to move. These are the big issues. Instead, they give you a bunch of economic hyperbole, a bunch of economic spin. And if we know who to blame in all of this, if we understand that the New World Order is orchestrating all of this, they're not going to be able to get away with contracting the economy as much as they'd like. We've given some really dangerous, corrupt despots total control of our society. So what do we expect? In closing, I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWars.com and get my new film, the DVD, 2 hours, 20 minutes, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that shows the EU, the North American Union, how they're taking control of the infrastructure, their eugenics plan to reduce the world's population forcibly. This is the most important story of our age, the most important story of our day. This is the New World Order. This is the crime syndicate that we face. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. God bless y'all. See you back next Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Go to